There's no crying in trading. Successful trading requires many skills. A good trader must know key numbers and understand their significance. A trader must use time advantageously. A trader has to correctly read the tape, and that necessitates interpreting the market's indicators accurately. But all of this is still not enough to be a winner. If you want to win at the trading game, you have to get your emotions under control and keep them on an even keel. Believe it or not, emotions play a big role in trading, as does accurate analysis. Letting your emotions overpower your reason will sabotage your trading every time. Correctly analyzing the market is simply not enough. The significance of emotional balance cannot be overstated. Recognize this fact and formulate strategies to deal with the emotional battles that you will wage when you're trading. When your money is on the line, you will react to both winning and losing in a manner that you cannot predict. You may think that you will not be emotionally affected by market moves, but I assure you that you will be stunned by the power your emotions have and the difficulty you have in keeping them in check. Greed, fear, and arrogance are three of the most destructive forces that you will ever face in trading. A lot of traders do not understand this aspect of the game. They totally discount it. Their emotions are their Achilles heel, and it handicaps them so badly that they can never become winners. Some, in fact most traders, have unrealistic expectations. Like this year, I plan to make at least $1,000 to $2,000 a day as a day trader. Several years ago, that is what Andy, one of my new students, set as his profit target. I tried to communicate to him that his goal was too lofty. I bluntly told him that he was unrealistic. He was a new trader. He needed to work on managing risks and honing his trading skills. He had a lot to learn, and he needed to be patient and set reasonable goals. Unfortunately, he abandoned my advice and continued to maintain an unrealistic hope of overnight riches in the stock market. Time after time, I saw Andy enter a successful trade. His analysis was right, and the market offered to pay him accordingly. Andy, however, would not take the profits offered. He wanted more, and he held on to his position to get it. The market did not care about Andy's wishes. It often moved against him, forcing him to eventually take a loss when he had earned a reasonable profit but refused to take it. Due to his greed, he lost money on winning trades. If there is one thing I know about trading, it's that it's just like every other aspect of life. Setting realistic and achievable goals is one secret to success. Being overly aggressive in the market puts your assets at great risk and threatens your ability to stay in the game long enough to learn how to play it. When you enter a trade, set a realistic profit target and take your profits. Remember that your goal in trading is to make money. Always try to get paid. This does not mean that you always settle for pennies. It means that through proper analysis, you know when to take profits, and you do it. Remember that you want to be a trader for the long haul. One trade is not your career. You plan to make thousands of other trades. So have realistic and achievable expectations and enjoy reasonable profits. Another young man had a very small amount of money in his trading account. He only had a few thousand dollars, yet he seemed to have a gift for trading. Often he saw the big market moves and entered the market at just the right time to maximize his profits. But he had one huge downfall. He did not know when to quit. He did not have much money, and the market heightened his greed. I actually saw days when, with such a tiny amount, he made over $2,000 in the morning. That represented an almost unheard-of return on his investment. Such a huge return, however, was not enough for him. He wanted more. After experiencing fantastic success in the morning, he traded in the afternoon and took even greater risks. Far too often, by the end of the day, he owed the market money. He lost everything he earned in the morning and then some. He had great potential as a trader, but he could not control his greed. His greed caused him to enter risky trades and deplete his account. He had to give up trading because greed consistently got the best of him. Don't get greedy. This is one of Wall Street's elementary lessons. When students come into my classes, we talk about goals. I ask them about their profit targets and financial expectations. There's always at least one student who expects to open a margin account with $10,000 and earn $1 million within a year. These traders do not comprehend the skill involved in making money in the markets, and they do not respect the risks. There is a familiar saying among traders, "Pigs get fed, and hogs get slaughtered. Greed will destroy a trader every time. Greed was my big downfall in 1987. I was busy counting the money I was going to make on my options, and I was not adequately respecting the risks that I was assuming. I paid the price for my greed. Holding greed in check is difficult. When the market is going your way, it's all too easy to get greedy. There is a natural tendency to want to maximize every trading opportunity and take every penny that you can from the market. By nature, traders are risk takers. They realize that there is money to be made in the markets. They know that every day the markets move up and down. It does not take a mathematical genius to do calculations and determine that traders on the right side of the market can make a lot of money. The average range of the S&P varies, but is generally between 11 and 16 points. A skilled trader who buys the bottom of a bullish market in the morning and rides the market for its full daily range can pick up a tremendous return on his investment. One E-mini S&P contract bought at 1200 even and sold at 1210 even yields $500. Multiply that by 10 contracts, $5,000, and the lure of the market is undeniable. New traders are often too busy adding up potential profits to sufficiently respect the other side of that equation. Being on the wrong side of the market in the above example would result in a loss of $5,000. Don't forget that in order to make money, you have to be on the winning team. That is, of course, the hard part. Even seasoned traders must always respect the consequences of overly playing a losing hand. I have a degree in law. Earning a Juris Doctorate takes 3 years of intense postgraduate study. The tuition is expensive, and the hours spent reading, researching, and writing are many. Jeff Smith, my business partner and one of the instructors at my trading school, has a master's degree in engineering. He, too, wrote a lot of big checks to educational institutions and spent many years studying and working before he earned that degree. Yet novice traders think that they can earn millions in the markets overnight without paying the price for education and experience. It does not happen that way. In the financial marketplace, just like in the courtroom, in the operating room, or in the boardroom, education, training, and experience pay off. Inexperience and ignorance are costly. In addition to expecting too much from the market, greed can also blind traders to the truth. Greedy traders want to see a setup for profits. They want to believe that the next trade will be the one to pay them. These traders enter the market with total assurance that they are right and that the market is going in their direction, even when the indicators clearly say otherwise. The market may be unequivocally alerting them to exercise caution, but greed blurs their reason and they take chances that they should never take and lose money that they did not have. Had they kept greed in check, they could have properly analyzed the market and waited for the right time to place the trade. Do not let your emotions get in the way of your analysis. As traders, we often want to impose our bias on the market, but we cannot. Most of us are just bit players on a huge screen. The big institutions may be able to exert some control over the markets, but we cannot. We are basically just along for the ride. Wall Street could care less about what we want or think. Just remember that being greedy will not pay you. It didn't work for Midas, and it won't work for you. Greed is not the only booby trap waiting to ensnare the new trader. Fear is its all-too-common partner. Being careful is always wise, but being overly careful and letting fear overwhelm you is lethal. It will paralyze you. Trading requires taking calculated risks. A trader who is afraid to take risks cannot succeed. That trader will hesitate and miscalculate. If too fearful, the trader will freeze and not be able to trade at all. Even when the market signals a buy or a sell, the trader is unable to click the mouse. Here is how it works. A fearful trader buys 10 E-mini S&P futures contracts at 1202 even. The indicators support this move, and the market starts to move up. The E-mini goes to 1202 half, and the trader is feeling great about the trade. The price rises to 1203, and the trader is sure that it is a big winner. Then the upward movement slows down. There is some resistance. Sellers step in, and the market moves backward to 1201 quarter. What do the indicators say? They are all still giving a green or buying signal and supporting an upward move. What if the market goes to 1199 even? The trader will lose $150 on each contract. The trade still looks like a winner, and the trader still has the indicators on his or her side, but he or she is afraid of loss. Maybe the indicators are wrong. Perhaps the trader miscalculated. Suddenly, fear takes over, and without further analysis, he or she clicks the mouse and exits the trade. The trader accepted a loss of more than $350 on the 10 contracts. Seconds after liquidating this position, the upward momentum of the market returns and the market goes to 1205 even. The analysis was right, but fear took the money. Even though the indicators supported the position and the market had not proven the trader wrong, he or she threw in the towel because the trader could not manage emotions. Blinded by fear, the trader exchanged a nice profit for a loss. Fear won the battle. Do not expect trades to always go your way. You will experience loss. No trader is right all of the time. Be prepared to accept and deal with it. Anyone who observes the market knows that they do not move consistently in one direction over the short term. During the course of any trading day, the markets move up a few points and back a few points. There may be stronger movement in one direction than in another, but there is always some consolidation and correcting. The winning trader has to learn not to panic every time there is a slight move against him. The trick is to correctly read the market and identify true shifts. Proper stop placement will help you do this. Place protective stops slightly above or below resistance and support levels. Determine how much money you will lose on the trade if the stop is hit. If your protective stop takes you out of the market, just be thankful, because if it was properly placed, you were wrong and you were on the losing team. You needed to exit. Fear can also be so debilitating that it can keep you out of the market altogether. One day, after the market had dropped steadily like a huge boulder rolling down a steep and long incline, I noticed that during the entire trading day, one of my students had never sold anything. She had not executed even one trade. Even the inexperienced trader could have determined that the markets were falling out of bed and money could be made by selling just about anything. Yet Jan had not placed a single trade. I wondered how she missed the opportunity, and I queried her about it. Jan sheepishly explained, quote, "I thought the market was going down. The indicators were very negative and support was broken time and again. I saw that. I started to sell some E-minis, but I just was not sure that I was right. I was so nervous about making a mistake that I could not bring myself to click the mouse. I did not want to lose any money, and I never placed a trade." End quote. Fear stole her profits while allowing the more confident traders the opportunity to take money to the bank. The markets are driven by risks. Generally, the riskier the investment, the greater the profit-making potential that is offered. The key to successful trading is learning when the possibilities of success are on your side and taking advantage of that knowledge. You must take calculated risks. Don't be foolhardy. But do not be immobilized by fear either. Taking calculated risks is the name of the game. Arrogance can also be a problem for some traders. They decide how the market is going to go. If the market has another idea, they don't even realize it because their arrogance blinds them to the truth. They have their head in the sand and cannot respond to what is really happening in the world around them. I used to have that problem. I would buy some stock, say for example that I would buy IBM. If IBM prices fell, I just bought more IBM. If IBM continued to fall, I responded by buying even more of IBM. This method of trading is known as averaging down, and believe it or not, it is a method used by thousands of traders. In fact, it is a strategy that I used for years. I remember the last day that I used it. I was trading the S&P futures. At that time, I always placed my orders in thirds. I bought the first third of my contracts. The market immediately moved against me, and I was losing money. Fear reared its ugly head, and I refused to acknowledge it. I responded by buying another third of my position. The market continued to fall, and I continued to lose. It was getting harder and harder to stay calm and keep panic from sabotaging my strategy. My palms were wet with sweat, but I stuck to my plan, and I arrogantly bought my final third. My losses kept getting greater and greater. I was getting sick. On this particular day, the bears were clearly in charge, and the market continued to fall relentlessly. My losses were increasing every second, but I just held on and waited for the reversal that I was sure was coming. I would not give in to fear, and I would stick to my original plan no matter what. After all, I was a professional, and I knew how to analyze the market, right? I just needed to give the market time, and it would validate me. Just hold the position and wait. This was no longer a trade, this was a war. I waited for the market to shift and turn my way. I stared at the profit and loss box on the trading dome for what seemed like an eternity, and I watched my losses increase as I sweated and my stomach flipped. My original arrogance gave way to fear and panic. I had not considered being wrong, and I had no plan for dealing with the fear I was experiencing. I was immobilized. I felt like a pedestrian standing on a street corner watching an automobile headed straight for me, but I could not move to get out of the way. I was a sitting duck. On that day, the market did not reverse, and eventually my losses were so huge that the truth hit me, and hit me hard. I could not deny it any longer. I was wrong. I had been a bull in a bear market, and I could not buy my way out of my error. By adding to a losing position, I had only increased my losses and dug myself into a deeper hole. Those are the days you want to forget. Losing is part of trading. No trader is perfect. Even when you read the indicators carefully, even when you check and double-check everything, even when other analysts agree with you, even when all of the news and statistics and reasons support the position you have taken, sometimes you will still be wrong. Accept it and deal with it. As weird as it sounds, learning how to lose is really learning how to win, because we will all be losers at one time or another. You must know how to deal with losses so that they do not defeat you. Winning traders put their bad days in perspective and keep on plugging away. They do not ignore their mistakes. They learn from them and get better and stronger. One of my good friends, David, enjoys trading as much as I do. He is a great long-term thinker, and he has a good trading record. In January 2000, David started talking to me about a market correction that he believed was coming. He strongly believed that the market had topped out and that we were on the brink of a major market drop. His conviction was so strong that he put on a short position without any more thought. He had no real plan, no stop, just a powerful belief that he was right. At the time, David said that he knew he was correct in his analysis, and he would hold his position regardless of the daily market moves. He was certain that history would prove him right. When it did, he would have a huge profit and be a hero. I cautioned David about his actions. I told him that he should never be trading without a stop in such an all-or-nothing fashion. But of course, he ignored me. Day after day, David's prediction proved false, and the market moved up instead of down. David responded by digging his hole deeper. He started averaging up and continued to add to his short position, even though all of the indicators argued for a buy. David stuck to his plan for months. He was not going to be intimidated by the market. Day after day, as prices went up, David's losses increased. Finally, on March 24, 2000, after several long and painful months, the NASDAQ broke all records and hit 4884, its highest price ever. Finally, David covered at the highest tick of the move and lost more than $500,000. David now uses stops, a lesson that cost him dearly. I remember the anguish David suffered during those months, and I remember how tormented he felt when he finally was forced to cover his shorts. He had to buy the market during a day when a record high was hit. It was a very torturous experience for him. Do not be so arrogant that you cannot identify a mistake and deal with it quickly. If arrogance wins, you lose. David could have avoided a lot of pain, suffering, and monetary loss if only stops had been used, or humility had been tempered with arrogance. Always have an exit plan. In 1987, I did not have an exit plan. It was the single worst day of my life because I was at the mercy of the market. It took me over 6 years to get my emotional ship on an even keel. Eventually, I was able to analyze my past mistakes and take responsibility for them. I realized that my problems arose not because the market caused them, but because I caused them. I had no exit strategy. I did not respect risk in general and overnight risk in particular. Since that time, I have a tremendous respect for risk, and when I enter a position, I always have an exit plan. Over the years, I have learned techniques to deal with the emotional badgering of trading. I have developed ways to deal with both winning and losing trades. Greed, fear, and arrogance can all lead to destruction if you do not have an effective strategy to deal with them. Set realistic profit targets and take your profits. All traders must establish realistic goals and take pride in reasonable profits that are commensurate with their experience and their risk tolerance. If money is left on the table, that is okay. There will be other trades and more opportunities to make money. Do not hold your positions until the market moves against you and your profits are gone. Get paid for your hard work. You will not make a lot of money on every trade. Consider the following example. You put $10,000 in a margin account to trade futures indices. You make an average profit of $50 a day on your account. Some days you make more and some days you make less. There are also some days when you lose, but you manage risks and losses so that your average gain is $50 per day. In the course of a year, assuming that you trade 235 days, you have made over $12,000 before expenses. That means that you have doubled your investment. Few investment opportunities offer that kind of money-making potential. Trading is a business. Treat it like a business. No one wants to work hard all day and go home empty-handed. Do not let greed rob you of your profits. If the market goes higher after you liquidate your position, it is okay, because at the end of the day, you've made some money and you've profited from your skills. Never trade without a protective stop. Prepare for the worst and never trade without a protective stop. This is very, very important. Every trader makes mistakes. When you make a mistake, you want to be sure that you have limited your risk and protected your capital. Before entering a trade, determine the point at which you are sure you are wrong. How much will you lose if the market goes there? Are you willing to take that chance? If you are willing and able to take risk associated with the trade, place your protective stop at the correct point. If the market hits your stop and takes you out, so be it. You were wrong and the market is telling you so. Trading without stops exposes you to unidentified and limitless risk. You just cannot afford to do that. I was in the market on the morning of September 11, 2001. I was long, and thankfully I had my protective stop in place. The trade looked good and I was profitable. Pretty quickly the market shifted and took out my stop. I did not even know why. I asked someone to check on the news for me and see if there was something going on. Even though I had heard no news, the market was telling a story. Once the news spread, it was devastating for the market. My point in telling you this is that my protective stop saved me. I was not trading naked. I knew where support levels were established, and I knew that if support was broken, I wanted out. Never trade without a protective stop. Do not rely on mental stops. Mental stops are frequently ignored, and an unnecessary loss is suffered. Trading is intense, and it is too easy to be mesmerized by the market. Put a hard stop into the market and do not lose any more money on that trade than the predetermined amount. Never move your protective stop further away from the market. If market conditions shift, respond by moving the stop closer to the market. If there is a dramatic shift, exit the trade altogether. The goal here is to keep losses as small as possible. The 2-minute rule. Another strategy that I often use to deal with a trade that is not working for me is the 2-minute rule. Generally, if my trade is a good one, I know within 2 minutes because I am making money. A good trade usually pays me fast. Therefore, if I enter a trade and the indicators hesitate or change and I am not getting paid, I watch the clock. I have a clock built into my roadmap software so that I can just click it and time my trade. If you don't use software, get an egg timer, an hourglass, or just a regular clock. At the end of the 2 minutes, if the trade does not look good and I do not feel positive about it, I get out of it. So what if the trade eventually works? Better to err on the side of caution than to give the market your money. Just exit and wait for a better opportunity. There will be other trades. Wait for them. Every day usually offers a number of good trade setups. There is no need to lose your money on trades that are not working. Think of it like this. Every single trade is just one of the next 10,000 trades you plan to make. Preserve your capital so that you will be in the game when the winners come along. Plan points of entry, exit, and protection. Another technique that I use to keep my emotions at bay is planning. I form a strategy. Before I enter a trade, I have a profit target. When these targets are hit, I take that money to the bank. I also know where I will place my protective stop. How much will I lose if I am wrong? If I am wrong, the market will tell me by taking out my stop. I know that not every trade will be a winner, and I'm primed for it. I'm prepared for winning and I'm prepared for losing. To be a winner, you must learn from your losses and eliminate mistakes you have control over. The mind is a very powerful thing. It controls both our emotions and our actions. Scientists are learning more and more every day about how it functions and the power that it has. Brain waves are so powerful that they can move a computer mouse. That is true. Scientists have designed equipment that allows a quadriplegic to communicate with a computer through concentrated and disciplined brain activity. That is so amazing. We all know that our brain controls how we feel and how we react to our feelings. But to see the brain controlling something outside of the body is mind-boggling. It is a real-life example of mind over matter. Emotions and mind control play a big role in trading, a role that many traders do not recognize and deal with effectively. Do not expect your brain waves to move the markets up or down. I am not suggesting that mere concentration, no matter how intense, can transform a losing trade into a winning one. However, what I am suggesting is that the mind is very powerful and the emotions it generates play a vital role in the success or failure of your trading. Whether you believe it or not, it is a fact. Many traders psychologically sabotage their trading and they do not even know it. They are not prepared for the flood of emotions that sweep over them when they are trading, and therefore they are unable to deal with them. When the bank account balance is on the line, you will experience greed, fear, and denial. You will react in ways that you did not anticipate, and at least part of the time you will take irrational and self-destructive action. In order to succeed as a trader, you must prepare for the worst, just as a jet pilot must prepare for an engine failure. You must recognize the emotions that you will experience when you are in both winning trades and losing trades, and you must be prepared to deal effectively with them. Design specific strategies for the market's movements and be ready to execute those strategies when your emotions get fired up. If you do not recognize the power of emotions in trading, and if you do not prepare yourself to effectively deal with them, you will fail. Do not destroy your next trade by worrying about and reliving your last one. If you plan to be a long-term player, there will be hundreds and maybe thousands of other trades. Work toward improving your skills and being ready for the next big opportunity. Enjoy the exhilaration of a good trade and avoid the misery of letting greed, fear, and arrogance take your trading account to the cleaners. The nice thing about trading is that you can always change and establish winning habits and become prosperous. Over the years, I, like all traders, struggled with the fear-greed dilemma. Sometimes I have emerged victorious, and other times fear or greed won the battle. If you recognize your emotions and acknowledge the power that they have over your trading, you have taken a big step forward. Then design specific strategies for dealing with these destructive forces when your bank account is on the line. If you do that successfully, you will greatly increase the odds that you will be a winner. Lessons learned. Educate yourself. Be prepared. Do not get greedy. Take reasonable profits. Tame fear. Do not let fear take your profits. You may be wrong. If so, admit it and exit the trade. Do not waste time and energy with regret. Do not demand perfection of yourself. Analyze your mistakes and learn from them. Then move on.